makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans have never lost to the Oakland Raiders, and it doesn't look like that trend will end this year. The Raiders are a mess despite spending tons of money in the offseason. But first, remember, you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Raiders have a new starting quarterback, a wideout who recently was severely beaten in a robbery, and virtually no defensive line. They have some problems, to say the least. Here's Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer to break them down.
I think they're going to be an emotional train wreck by the time the Texans get there, as they are just about every year the Texans go there. This is the third straight year the Texans are going to face the Raiders in Oakland, and the Texans have never lost to the Raiders in franchise history. I expect that to continue this season. I think Oakland can improve a little bit this year. Jamarcus Russell will be playing quarterback. They drafted Darren McFadden. They have Javon Walker. We'll see what kind of shape he's in by the time the Texans play them. It could be interesting for them offensively if Russell develops into the kind of quarterback that I think he can. I mean, I think this guy, what's underrated about him is pass efficiency numbers when he was at LSU. People look at a couple of bad games he had, but he had a lot of great games, and he threw the ball a lot better than many people give him credit for. And I think in the NFL, he'll be able to do that too, but he needs time. It might take till year three or four for him to really come around as a signal caller. Remember, they wanted to get rid of Lane Kiffin. They wanted him to resign, but he wouldn't do it. I mean, this is a guy they just hired last year who's much younger than I am. But I got to say that the Raiders are a little bit of a mess right now, and it's unfortunate because Al Davis is an NFL legend, but his franchise is definitely going in the wrong direction overall.
Well, it looks like their offense doesn't really have any direction. They drafted another running back in McFadden, and they already had a pretty good running game going. Their O-line was holding up pretty well. Fargus was doing a pretty good job. So you wonder, who are the targets then? Who are the wide receivers or the tight ends that really are going to get the job done?
Then you look at them defensively, and they do have some weapons there. You know, when you look at Nnamdi Asamoah, I really like him as a DB. D'Angelo Hall, they signed him as a free agent. They threw a lot of money around, as you brought up, Brooke. And all you have to do is look across the bay at the San Francisco 49ers, who did it prior to last season, coming off a 7-9 campaign, and they backslid because of an injury to the quarterback. I'm not so sure that throwing money at the Raiders is the answer to their problems. I think it all hinges on how Jamarcus Russell plays as far as the offensive side goes. I think the defense could get a little bit better, but you lose Warren Sapp, who wasn't great in Oakland, but he still is a run stuffer. I'm eager to see how it's going to play out. Remember, in the AFC West, it's a weaker division than it used to be, and they play the AFC East this year. So I think between the East and the West, you're going to get some teams that you aren't thinking about with dramatic improvement. Maybe the Dolphins win five games. Maybe the Buffalo Bills are going to find a way to win nine games out of the East because they play the West. Again, you're matching up against some supposedly weak opponents when you crisscross like that. We'll see how it plays out.
The Texans have started a drawing for fans to purchase tickets to the team's first ever Monday night football game. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.